This is Dr. Mejia, the general patient, Alicia Rodriguez, medical records 1493-28, address 912-1940, referring physician, it's Dr. Sai Soto, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure, colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedure biopsy, snare cautery polypectomy, date of the procedure, April 8, 2022, indications, anemia, abnormal CT scan showing thickening of the sigmoid colon, next number, melena. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, Barrett's esophagus, 3 centimeters, possible Barrett's esophagus, 3 centimeters, number 2, otherwise known as AGD, number 3, internal hemorrhoids, number 4, diverticulosis coli, next number, colitis, moderate, present from the rectum all the way to the distal transverse colon, next number, descending colon polyp paragraph. Depth of insertion, cecum, terminal ileum, complications known immediately. Medication as per monitoring anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes. Preparation was good. Paragraph. Oropharynx as per double template. Paragraph. Findings. Oropharynx pneumonia. Paragraph. Esophagus. There is a 3-centimeter segment of salmon color mucosa in the distal esophagus. Consistent with endoscopic diagnosis of Barrett's, biopsies were taken. All 4 quadrants every 2 centimeters. Paragraph. Stomach. Stomach, there is appear normal. Biopsy taken from antromavirial H. pylori, paragraph, duodenum, D1, D2, appear normal. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, rural celiac disease, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. In sigmoid descending colon, there's diverticulosis present, scattered, paragraph. In the descending colon, there is a cecal polyp about 10 millimeters removed as neck polypectomy, paragraph. In the from the rectum all the way to the distal transverse colon, there's erythema, edema, subepithelial hemorrhages, and superficial ulcerations. This is throughout. This is consistent with mild to moderate colitis period extending from the rectum all the way to the distal transverse colon. Paragraph. Biopsies were taken from the rectum, sigmoid descending colon, and distal transverse colon period. The rest of the transverse colon shows scattered diverticulosis present period, hepatic flexural pyrenoma, paragraph, ascending colon cecum, pyrenoma, paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anti-reflux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinical. Number 5, we start a patient. If Barrett's esophagus, if confirmed, patient will be started on PPIs, period. We will start a patient on methylamine for treatment of ulcerative colitis. Next number, giving patients 8. We most likely won't do surveillance colonoscopy, period. End of dictation.